And finally, the Pontifical Academy of Social Sciences opened its plenary assembly today with Pope Benedict XVI's 2008 address to the United Nations in New York, the focus of their meeting. Harvard Law professor and former U.S. ambassador to the Holy See, Mary Ann Glendon, is president of the Academy. Ahead of the assembly, she spoke to us about why this particular papal discourse is so important and the challenges that it still lays down for us all, 1 year on.
What is at the heart of what the Pope said and what is at the heart of Holy See diplomacy in the UN is this proposition that the human person is at the center of concern. And that formulation, that word person, is terribly important because, as the Pope said it, I think, in this way, I don't have the exact quote, but an idea of the person that is neither radically individualistic nor communitarian in the sense of submerging the individual into the species. So the question would be, well, how do we see the United Nations moving in relation to the principles that the Pope has articulated? And there, where the duty to protect is concerned, I don't think we see much more than speech. Where human rights are concerned, and that was about two-thirds of his speech, where human rights are concerned, there is real concern, I think, about whether the UN is sufficiently defending the universality and indivisibility of the rights in the Universal Declaration. The Pope outlined a very elaborate set of warnings about the future direction of the human rights movement. And it's going to take more than a year whether we will see whether those are internalized.